This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Censored reports on post-war Nagasaki surface. A series of censored reports and photos detailing conditions of post-war Nagasaki by Pulitzer Prize-winning American journalist George Weller were recently released by a Japanese newspaper. Despite its being designated off-limits to reporters by General Douglas MacArthur, Weller entered Nagasaki only weeks after the bomb had been dropped on August 9th. 1945. As the first foreign reporter to enter Nagasaki, his reports give a first-hand account of the destruction caused by an atom bomb and its after effects. Weller called the city, quote-unquote, a wasteland of war. He found neighborhoods flattened and factories destroyed. Weller described the city, saying, quote, look at the pushed-in facade of the American consulate 3 miles from the blast center, or the face of the Catholic cathedral 1 mile in the other direction, torn down like gingerbread, and you can tell that the liberated atom spares nothing in the way, end quote. The bomb killed more than 70,000 people when dropped on Nagasaki. It was developed and manufactured at Los Alamos National Laboratory, located 25 miles northwest of Santa Fe, New Mexico. Weller reported on a mysterious sickness that the doctors called Disease X. At one hospital, patients were dying at a rate of 10 per day, some with known radiation-related symptoms, and others with what seemed like no symptoms at all. Weller reported, quote, the doctors here have every modern medicament, but candidly confessed that the answer to the malady is beyond them. Their patients, though their skin is whole, are all passing away under their eyes, end quote. The unseen and mysterious nature of this affliction made the disease difficult for doctors to treat. Weller's reports detail the devastation of an atomic blast and its effects as they manifest in both the health and spirit of a people. MacArthur's censorship kept this report unseen so that the repercussions of atomic warfare were hidden from the American public. Without adequate information about the negative effects of radiation available to them, the nuclear arms race flourished. After Weller's death in 2002, his son found carbon copies of the reports from Nagasaki. The reports were released as the 60th anniversary of the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki approaches. A series of community events have already been held in Santa Fe to observe this anniversary. For example, Hiroshima survivor Shikiko Sasamori recently visited Santa Fe and spoke of her memories and experiences of living after the bomb. She was 13 when the bomb was dropped on Hiroshima and has since undergone over 30 surgeries to repair her body, which was battered by the blast. Sasamori said, quote, I feel it is important for people to know. So many people do not know what happened at that time, and I feel it is everybody's responsibility to make a good world. So therefore, not using nuclear weapons and not making war, end quote. Future local events are being planned by the Los Alamos Peace Project, Pax Christi, New Mexico, Los Alamos Study Group, and the Upaya Zen Center. For more information, contact CCNS at 986-1973. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.